Parsha Shmini. We have the mitzvahs and dinim of macholas asuras. Which foods, animals, which behemot, which dagim, which chagavim, what are we allowed to eat and what we're not allowed to eat. And this is in Peirik Yud Aleph. Yikra Yud Aleph says the Torah by Dabba Shem al Moshe Malarin Leimor Dabru El Bnei Yisrael Leimor Zois HaChaya Asher Toich. This is the Chaya that you're allowed to eat. Come Afreses Parsa the Simonim. Then it says Achaz El Loi Toichlu the Gamal Shafon Arneves Chazir. Then it goes through the fish. Snapi v'kaskeses. Then it goes through the birds. Let's discuss the inyan of Tahira and Tameya. What makes a behema Tahira and Tameya? Now Lechura. Kashrus, right? If it would be kosher, then it's a behemoth tahira. And if it's not kosher, then it's tamei. It's not be'etzim the behemoth is kosher, is tar and tamei. It's even the lashon. Let's take a look at the lashon of pasuk dalet. Uparsa einenu mafriz tamei hu lachem. So the tamei is not that it is tamei. Tamei ulachem, which means iser. So tahar and tamei l'chayra is iser and heter l'chayra. Yeah. If I discuss tahar and tamei, it's not be'etzer. It's a result of the iser. When it's mutter, then it's tahar.
Yes or no?
When it's aser, then it's tamei ulachem. It's a lashon of iser. We're going to learn today that it's a lot deeper than that, than just mutter and aser. There is be'etzem tar and tamei. Foods, especially balichai, there is such a thing as tamei and tohor be'etzem. Be'etzem. Lo rak machmata isur. Mutter aser, is it tamei and tar? But rather, it's etzem, tohor and tamei. Let me show you, starting from the fish, I want to show you something very interesting. What kind of fish are you allowed to eat? So the pasuk says, Tes and Yud. Ezeh toichlu mikol asher bamoyim. Kol asher loy, snapir v'kaskeses. Fins and scales. Bamayim, bayamim u'banchalim, oysam toicheu. Those are the you could eat. And whichever does not have snappy vikaskes by yam and chol mikol sheretz amayim mikol nevesh achayim sheketein. And again, what does it doesn't say sheketein? It says sheketein lachem. So again, the implication is that maybe it's not be'etzem, but rather it's sheket to you. You're not allowed to eat it. What's the chiluk between a fish with snappy and kaskeses and a fish without? What's the difference? So the Ramban says a very interesting thing. Says Ramban, V'tama snapir v'kaskeses, ki baleihem sheichnim l'oilam be'elyon hamayim. When it has snapir v'kaskeses, it lives above, on the tops of the water, on the surfaces. U'bid silu leihen, and in the shade of, meaning, it's, what?
Clear.
No, it says El Yain Hamayin Ubit
Sululehem.
And in the clear waters. In the clear. Salul, in the clear water. It means on top. It means not deep where you can't see it. It's more on top. Yikabu Giduloi Ba'avir. And it gets its growth from the air. Right? You see a fish. What do? They come up. Certain fish come up. The dolphin. The dolphin comes up to breathe, right? Certain ones come up to breathe. Then there's certain fish, I understand, but then there's certain fish that remain in the bottom of the ocean. They never come even to right? They talk about octopuses. Octopus is so deep that it doesn't come to the surface at all. Right? Doesn't come to the surface. V'lachen yesh bem tzas choyim. And therefore, they have a little bit warmth. So doichem mehem shifas haleichus. It takes away the mucus. Kasha yasa atzeme v'asar. V'gam atziparnayim ba'odem uva'behema. It lives on the bottom of the ocean. And it's dirty waters. Right. And because of the leichus, the mucus and the heat, that's why they're more poisonous. And that's why they cause. Okay, make a long story short. I'm not going to go into the science of it. It's a technical thing. One is a healthier fish, and one is a not healthy fish. Ramban. Unbelievable, huh? Mm-hmm. The difference between scales and fins is technical. It's a healthier fish. The fish that live above the oceans, on the higher levels of the ocean, are healthier. They're not so mucus and dirt, they're chrezvas, okay? And those that live on the floors, crab lives on the floor, they're more like a poisonous, dirty fish. I'm not going into the details because I don't understand them. I'm not a fisherman. If you want to discuss the science that the Ramban discusses about fish, you go to the fishman, okay, and you discuss with him this Ramban. What I do have from the Ramban is that it's a question of refuah. It's a healthier, right? Tashmei Shmulik, lama yesh din shel snapi v'kaskeset, but dagim, says the Ramban, healthy. It's a healthy fish. It's on top of the waters. Hashem Kain, if it's crawling on the floor, it's not snappy of a kaskeset, doesn't float, doesn't swim, it's more deeper in the ocean. Those fish, they have lecha, unhealthy. You knew this? Pili, Ramban, Mama, regular Ramban, Chumash. Okay. Now, Barbanel vehemently discusses, you hear? The topic of Macholos Asuros in relevance to refuah. He says there are those that say that it has to do with healthy and unhealthy. And he says, whoever says this is mamish missing the whole point of Macholos Asuros, because the Torah is not a health book. Not a health book. The Torah is not going to sit there and tell you healthy fish and not healthy fish and healthy animals and not healthy animals. Rabbi Mamifarish Mechoshu V'tam Isra Macholos Shehu Mipnei Bria Saguf. Urufuasai. The Khalilali Milahamin Kain. Khalilali. You hear? The Fishim Kach. How you safer, Tyrus Olikim. The Madrega safer cut, Misifer of Fuak Tarim. So it's no different than a Chvez, a book you buy in the store for $4 that tells you healthy foods and not healthy foods. You like his Lashon. Yeah, it's a beautiful Lashon. The Fishim Kach. How you safer, Tyrus Olikim. The Madrega. Sefer cut misifra rafur haktarim.
Same shelf.
The ain zed toira salikim v'ayim mekamnisel. Then he says, I'll prove it to you because the goyim do eat all this junk. Yeah. The shara oifis and all these chayim kulam ayoyim chazakim. They're all strong and healthy. It's like beasts. Now, the truth is, the Gemara uses this as a lashon that by goyim, since they eat shkatzim, chaval gufayu. They're not as healthy as the Jewish people. It's Gemara Baba Kama, L'gabi Nizokin. But he obviously says, but HaNisayon Me'id Lo Kacha. Take a look at all the athletes. Yeah, strong Kamoch Chamoim. Yeah, they eat all the Shkatz and Ramashim. And oh, look at all the Yidden. They're all weak and heartaches and heart pain. He has some arthritis. You go to Florida, heart and arthritis. How can we eat only Kasher? Teretz is... Kosher and treif is not about refuah. Not about refuah. Kitzer, he says, then there's others. Oid, you hear? Arayesh briyos acheres, shazekim efursim. Vayniska kam b'chlal asurois. There are certain animals, no problem, you don't understand, I know. There are certain animals, you hear, that for surely is a very unhealthy animal to eat. And the Torah doesn't even talk about those animals. Then he says, and what about all the vegetables that are not healthy? They have all the different poisonous mushrooms and herbs. How come the Torah doesn't speak about them, says that Bar Benel? You're talking about health. So let the Torah say, don't eat certain vegetables and certain chvesvas, certain asavim. It's a beautiful Bar Benel. No, it's like a... No, it's such a sheina Bar Benel. It's beautiful. You see, it's a femod, huh? Femod. Okay. Kitzer says that Bar Benel, because of all this, it is barur, it is clear to me, that the reason why the Torah asked all this is, shloi ba'at Torah lekis l'refuah, says haguf, ulevakish briyusam, el levakish briyus ha nefesh, ulerapo is tachlu eho. This is spiritually not healthy. It's not physically not healthy, but spiritually. Okay? So the Ramban that learns that it has to do with the types of fish, you know, by snapping the kaskas is healthy and not healthy. Abar Benel says it can't be. You can't start discussing machalas asuris in context of healthy and not healthy. And then he goes through ruach kachicha leiv tahar and al tishakzus nafshei seichem lashon of a pasuk, right? Nafshei seichem al tishakzus nafshei seichem. In b'chol asheretz asheretz al aretz. You see, it has to do with the nefesh, v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei, that it's all about ruchnius. Okay. So we have a basic machloikis. Is it refuah, physical, or is it refuah, spiritual? Okay. What exactly is spiritually no good with these things? When you discuss physically no good, you can come and say cholesterol, and you can come and say chvesvos, maybe poisons. What exactly are these animals that are spiritual hindrance? They're a spiritual sakana. And that what? Tamei and tar could be be'etzem, something wrong with them, that they're tamei and tar be'etzem. What is it? So pashit, the Torah used the word sheketz, right? By oif it says sheketz, by fish it calls it sheketz, by the ramashim it's called sheketz, right? So there's a peldik arachayim, and the arachayim says, you know why all these things are called sheketz? Because if you eat them after you die, your flesh turns into sheketz. The arachayim in pasuk yud aleph. Give me. I have the arachayim here. Here, pasuk yud aleph. Says the arachayim. Ah, unbelievable. Piris sheketz is sheketz yulachem. Now, why does it say v'tam oimroi v'sheketz b'taysef is vav, right? Yizboyer, takala, okay. Oh, oy girmois ki heim yishaktzuhu. Sheketz yelochem. These things are going to make you into sheketz.
After you die.
Atanaseh remesh. You know, your body's going to be full of worms. Laharim taylayim b'maysay. V'hu amr sheketz yelochem pirish. You knew this. You eat machalas asuris. Your body turns into to come sit with us. Beautiful stuff. Oh, you have to go, huh? It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. You hear? Sheketz you lachem. Shatem atzmichem. You yourself will turn into sheketz. So what do we see?
But everybody turns.
Wow, what do you see? You see, not so pashut. You see that if you're makbid on kashrus, I guess the worms go in you, but that you yourself turn into worms. You have to understand your food. We're going to learn about this. A person's food becomes who he is, becomes a chelik of his blood and his flesh. So if you eat shkatzim, you'll turn into a sheketz. You see goyim that start to look like crabs. There's a reason for it, because they eat crabs, so they start to resemble, because it becomes a mahut of them. Okay, this is what the Aruch Chaim says. I'm going to say a little different, okay? Because the way you learn Pashit, that there's something horrible, horrible in the in these foods. So either it's physical or spiritual, yeah? And on the spiritual, chveis, it shekets, it ruins the person. Okay. We're going to say a little bit different. I want to notice, by all macholas asuras, the Torah writes what's asur. By dogim, the Torah writes mutter and asur. Go ahead, let's look it up. Let's look it up. It starts off by saying, right, this is what? Let's see by first, by macholas. It says like this. Zoy sachaya asher toichu. Right? Mikol abhema alohoretz. This is what you're allowed to eat. Right? And then it says what you shouldn't eat. Shafon, arneves, chazir, yubsam lo yisecheilu. Ezeh toichlu mikol asher bamoyu, kol asher lo yisnapi v'kaskeses. V'choil asher ein loy not. Where's the list? Honestly,
endless.
By fish, by bird also. By dogim, it doesn't discuss what you're not allowed to eat. Very interesting, huh? No list. Why not? That's a list. So many Rishayim say two things. One is endless list. What are you going to start making a fish list? You'll never get finished. You know what I mean? Lachen iyevshal lavi rakom avi itaklav, right? B'chol ha'asuris, they bring mutter and asur in a list. And then over here we bring by oif also a list. Mashenki by dog, no list. So either the pshat is what Rabbi say too big, or many Rishonim want to say Adam Arisha didn't see all the fish. Well, you think Adam Arisha sat in by the water and saw all the fish? So he didn't give them names. There was no names for them. So therefore, you're not going to give the list.
Adam Arisha, huh? He was a marine biologist.
He wasn't a marine biologist. You think he put on flippers? You think he put on... How's he supposed to know what's going on in the ocean? It's very interesting shot. So Mela, that's why some Rishayim don't want to say. That's why there's no list. Okay. V'oid. Another ha'ara, which I want to point out to you. If you notice, the Torah repeats itself twice. Kol asher yesh lo snapi v'kaskeses. And then the next pasuk, kol asher ein lo. It's the same pasuk. You're saying the same thing twice. I mean, pasuk tet and pasuk yud is a repetition of the exact same thing. But the other machalas asur is the other way. This is what you're allowed to eat. And there are exceptions because there are some different. Then by the mishoy, what you're not allowed to eat. But over here, you're giving the klal twice, otok klal. Right? Just repeating it twice in two different psukim. Tagid, osha tagid mashamutar, kol she yesh lo snapi v'kaskeset, or tagid lafuch, what you're not allowed to eat, kol she en lo snapi. You can't repeat the same thing twice. What's the chazara? Okay. I want to say pshat. You ready? I'm going to say Pshat Rabbi Yisai with the help of the Eibishter. You have such a beautiful Torah. And you gave it even to the most simple people like me. Lefaresh, Ulazbir. Beautiful. Yeah? And I'll give you a little hint. A little hint. You ready? Just to show you how gevaldik I'm saying. Ulahavdil beinatome. No. There's one other word. You missed the word. Lahavdil. Bein HaTameh U'Bein HaTor. It says the word Bein twice. Let it say lahavdil ben atami v'atar. Tell me, when you have atachon antanu, right? What do you have? Mavdil ben kodesh l'chayil. Does it say mavdil ben kodesh u'ben chayil? Just say mavdil between tami and tar. What is the lashon of bain and bain? Let me tell you what we're going to say. We're going to start going on a certain derech to explain that what you're allowed is not anything that doesn't have tumah, and what you're not allowed is not anything which is not tahar. But there's something called tahar and there's something called tameh. When you want to separate between two things, two, divide between two things, you say the word bain once. But when there's two separate things, A, we don't want you to have tame, and B, we want you to have tahar, then it's bain and bain.
Like bain.
Again, odd time. you hear it?
Okay.
What?
Have to think about it.
Okay. Again, let me explain to you like this. When we don't want you to eat tameh, is it because it's not tahar or because it's tameh? So when there's only one reason that it's just not tahar, then you don't have to say bain and bain. As long as it's the chila between tahar and tameh, this you're allowed and this you're not allowed. But if there's two reasons, A is because it's not tar, and B because it's tameh, so there's actually two separate things. One is we want you to eat tar, and one is we want you to eat tar and not tameh. So tar is not just the opposite of tameh, and tameh is not just the opposite of tar. It's not because it's not tar, so therefore it's tameh, or if it's not tameh, therefore it's tar. There's something called tar, and there's something called tameh.
Huh?
Yes, there's plenty of havana because there's a shir. We have still up to a good 2 hours now
usually
to work on.
Usually
there's tameh, so the opposite has tar, right? Hayafuch zetar. Then there's something called be'etzim tar and be'etzim tameh. What's your question? Well, you have a question, huh? Other examples. Okay, so I just want you to know that many achrayim say that the chiluk is derais and the rabbanon. Whenever we talk about things in the Torah writes two times bain, and whenever the rabbanon talk, it's one time bain. And I don't like it so much. I זה שתי דברים נפרדים. יש תומי ויש תור. והתומי זה לא בגלל שזה לא תור, והתור זה לא בגלל שזה לא תומי. Okay, now, let me show you מה הכוון פה, okay? מה עומק פה? What's the פשט? And why does the Torah write כל אשר יש לו יסנפי וקסקסה? And the other way, which is Tameh, is called She'ein Loi. Why repeat it? And why the Klalim without the Pratim? I mean, tell me the cases. Tell me the animals. The Gemara in Chulin asked this for Akasha. Why does the Torah repeat Snapi V'Kaskesis? Yes, no Snapi V'Kaskesis Loi. So the Gemara says, Laver Allah B'Shnei Lam. One is not b'shnei lavim, but one da'ase, one on the lav. So if a person eats fish, which are not kosher, he gets two isur. He gets the ase, because he was mevatel kol asher yesh loy, and he was mevatel the lois ase of two. So you see that the Gemara already asks the repetition. Why taka two? It's taka pshat. So you could come and say chaymer. It's a strong, I guess. It's much worse, maybe. I don't know. Right? Lavrel b'shnei lavin. It's muhammer. I don't know. Why would the Torah put an asein a loisas on the same thing? Right? Why would the Torah put an asay and a loisas on the same thing? Unless Rabbi Isai. Something about what I said before rings very nicely. If one is just the opposite of the other, if one is just... So you don't need asay and a loisas. Unless, fakert, there's one halacha that you're supposed to eat this. And there's one halacha that you're not supposed to eat that. And it's not one michlal the other, that if I didn't mekayim the asay, or I didn't mekayim the loisas. It's two different things. There's an asay, to eat snapi v'kaskeses. There's a loisas, not to eat what doesn't have snapi v'kaskeses. And it's not by me eating that I wasn't over the lav, and it wasn't by me not eating that I was over the asay. It's two separate things. There's an asay, because it's lahavdil bein atomei ubein atar. Lachen yesh asay, v'yesh lo isas. Otherwise, just say one thing. If I over the veira, I mean, if it's two sides of a coin, I didn't do what I'm allowed to do. As lachen ma yesh mulik, lachen yesh asay. So kipshuto apshat ba'asay v'lo isasinu is what chaymer. I guess it's more strict. I don't know. The Torah will put an asay and a loisasa. But if you learn that there's an asay separate and a loisasa is two different things, so you could hear why there's an asay and a lotas. Okay. I want to tie in an interesting cheshbon. Is it about the fish that is or isn't? Or is it about the snapi v'kaskeses itself? Again, pashit, it's a simen, right? What type of fish is kosher? Snapi v'kaskeses. What type of fish is not kosher? It doesn't have fins and scales. Or maybe fins and scales is tahira, and the lack of fins and scales is tuma. Avada, the fish that doesn't have it, there's something wrong. It's about the fish. I'm not saying not. But if there's an assay about snapi v'kaskeses and a loisasa for not snapi v'kaskeses, we could go and start thinking that the snapi v'kaskes is not just a simin ba'alma, not just a simin ba'alma, but it's be'etzim. A fish that has a snapi v'kaskes is one type of fish, and a fish that doesn't have a snapi v'kaskes is a different type of fish. And I'll prove you in the Rishonim that there's talk like this. Again, parshit, it's just a simin, right? You want to have a simin for a kosher fish. So a fish that has a snapi v'kaskes is that league of fish, right? It's that group of fish. Or maybe the fact that it has a snapi v'kaskes, that itself is what makes it tahar, and the fact that it doesn't have a snapi v'kaskes, that itself is what makes it tahar. Let's discuss it. You ready? The Ma'ir Nevuchim, the Rambam, clearly states, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a Chela Gimel, Peirik Mem Aleph. The Meir Nevuchim writes, Snapi v'kaskeses, Simen v'loi Siba.
Simen v'lo?
Siba. Says it clearly. Which means,
it's
not bad, it's not something about it, it's just a simen that this is the fish which Hashem wanted, okay? Mashenkin, who doesn't have the Snapi v'kaskeses, no good. Let me discuss with you an interesting chap. You ready? What happens if the snapi v'kaskeses fall off after you take it out of the water? There's a case like this. The Gemara brings it down in Chulin. The Rambam brings down halacha. Machalas asuris, perik aleph, halacha chavdalit. Bring it to me. I'll show it to you inside.
So he had the sign.
He had the snapi v'kaskeses, But the snapping of the kaskeses, by the time it came to you in the fish store, doesn't have the snapping of the kaskeses. Yeah? Not that it was cut off. It was cut off. Okay, I'm talking about it fell off. Machalas asuris.
Nobody saw it.
Yeah?
Let's see.
What happens if right now you catch the fish, it doesn't have the snappy vikaskasi? Shmulik, aloche, nu? Kashrus. Ain loy achshav. So right now it doesn't have, but eventually will have. Gemara speaks about it. The Rambam paskins that it's mutter. Yeah. So even if it doesn't have now, but it will have, or even if it doesn't have now, but it had, in both cases it's mutter. Achrayim say that's the two psukim. Azeh toichlu mikol asher b'moyim kol asher lois navikas kases ba mayim b'yamim. Why does it say b'mayim? What do you mean b'mayim? It says it's an extra word. The whole zeh masha toichlu. What? This is what you should eat where?
In the water.
Kol asher lois navikas kases. What are you talking about? Teretz is this case that it had it when it was still in the water. B'chol asher ein lohi, it doesn't have snapim v'kaskeses bayamim again or banachalim. What does that mean? It never had it all bayam, but eventually it will have bayamim. As long as its min has bayamim, right? Then it's okay. It's gewaldig, no? It's gewaldig.
So tell me, if there is
you know who says way, this is a safer Russia. Call? Rashid say. Rashid brings this case.
No.
Huh? Rashi, wait a minute. No. Wait a minute.
My
Talmud loyma, shiachal ainli, she muta elamal, simam shalaya basha. No, and what's the second pasuk? He's saying this two pasukim.
He isn't the second pasuk.
I'm saying, what about the first pasuk? Saying the two pasukim. The two pasukim, I'm telling you. There's two pasukim.
So one. It says b'mayim, which means what? Anything which never had it in the water. Mashmak had it in the water.
Right. And what about the first one? The first one is to tell me that as long as it will have.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah.
Okay, it brings you one of the two. Okay. Kvay the Shul Torah. There's a sefer called Kvay the Shul Torah. Reb Chaim Abulafia. He quotes Reb Chaim Abulafia that says this part. That the two psukim is for the two cases. All right? A, it will have, even if it doesn't have now. And B is, it once had, even if it doesn't have now. L'chayra, according to this, it's a raya. That it's not the etzem snapi v'kaskeses. It's the
fish.
It's the suga fish. L'chayra. If the pshat is that it's, you don't need a fish that has a snapi v'kaskeses. Unless the pshat is, since it will have or it did have, that's called that it has. That the yeshirin is not called not having. You know, here doesn't mean that you have to have here. Here means that you have here. It grows. You take it off, but it grows. I'm not sure. But pasha. What's the pasha pshat? That what? That we don't need. We don't need what? We don't need. Etzem snapi v'kaskeset, as long as the min is min sheyeshbo. So the chayra, it's not a siba, but a simen. Unless you say that it's a siba, but here the pshat, it's as if it has. As long as the min has, that's called having. It doesn't mean it has to have now. So you can still learn it's a siba, עדיין יכולים שמוליק להגיד שזה סיבה, ובכל זאת אף על פי שאין עכשיו, אבל מאחר שהמין הזה יש, זה עדיין סיבה. Okay. I'm going to show you a pelvic toisus. Toisus in Makis, the Tezayin, says that there's a certain fish b'machresha that comes in the... No. B'machresha means it's in the... You find it in the when you grind. Mm-hmm. It's like a worm. It's a type of worm. Yeah? If it was b'mayim, this same thing, it would be mutter because it has a kaskasis. Okay? Yeah. This worm fish or whatever it is that you found in the machresha, ilo oto davar haya b'toch ha'mayim, it would be mutter. Alright?
אבל
מאח שזה לא במים, אז זה סתם שרץ. בשרוצים אין היתר של סנאפים וקסקסס. So it's like a type of sherets that has a snapping of the kaskasis. You want me to look it up? It's a toisus and makis. Yeah.
You saw the kaskasis? No.
Yes, you see the kaskasis. But since it's not bamayim, it's not a fish. So it's not called a fish, it's a worm. And a worm doesn't have a patur of kaskasis. Right? L'choyra. Does he mean to say stam that it's not a fish and therefore it's aser? Or does he mean to say if this same creature would crawl around in the mayim, then it would be mutter, now it's aser? Look up the Tosfos. Tezayin. Hear my shaila?
You want to dip it into the water and eat it?
I don't know, dip it into the water. I want to know. No, it's not there. I'm saying maybe put it into the
semen.
Water.
Maybe it's semen for the water. For the creatures of the water.
Does he mean to say lemaisa, it's not found? Does he mean lemaisa, it's not found in the water? And therefore... It's going.
Yeah.
Does he mean that it's not found in the water and therefore grad, it's not a fish? Or does he mean to say is that those are the breaks, the same thing, had a taka been a water thing, same min. Is he trying to say it's not a min fish and therefore there's nothing, it's a min sherets, is that what he wants? What he meant to say is, lamaisa, this thing doesn't grow in the water, so lamaisa, therefore it doesn't have the tour of snapping the kaskasis. What's the nafkin? If you learn it has to do with the min, so you come and say it's not a min fish that has a kaskasis. But if you learn that there's a special din on a fish that has a snapir v'kaskasis, so this same thing, this same min, which is not kosher in the ground, had a taka fish, then it'll be mutter. Let me ask you a different question. Let's say you would have a fish that has snapi v'kaskasis and it crawls on the, it goes out of the water and it crawls into the water cool, it crawls on the ground. So say min, it was in the water, so it's a fish that, and grada it crawls. What happens then? So the Tziv speaks about it. Bring me the name Ekdemik Shtem Dover. Huh? Yeah, but a water snake doesn't have snappy the kaskasa. But Lu Yitzuya, you would have such an animal. Huh? It's a very big napkin.
The worm falls into the water.
I don't know. See, that could be different because Grada fell into the water. I mean, you can't take a trafe animal and throw it into the water. Right? Here. Okay, now Rabbi, say, I know I'm gribbling a little bit in Halacha Dikazachin. But I have a reason for it. Meaning I'll stop soon. In 2 seconds, you'll see what I want. Because what I'm trying to get at, that there's something special about snapping the kaskasis. There's a mila to snapping the kaskasis. And I'll show you in Chazal, one after another, the mila of snapping the kaskasis. You'll see it's a beautiful, beautiful aura. It's a beautiful shiur that I'm giving you today. It says like this. Here. Okay. He says like this. B'mayim b'yamim. So hi, b'mayim yuter. He asked the kasha also, mayim is extra. You don't need the word mayim. V'ein loymer l'lamdeinu afilu nisha k'shoyitzi kasha. Which means, l'halon yud beis. In other words, Rashi's teretz is only answering one mayim. So it doesn't answer both, right? So I told you that the second one is for what? Is for in case it will have. In case it will have. Ela ba'olam deinu, that it seems has a different pshat. Ba'olam deinu, davka kishenoit li ha'odam b'mayim. That you take it from the water. La'fuke yotzim atzmi ala oretz, mikri sheretz oretz. The same animal. Yeah? If it crawls out into the, if it's that animal that crawls to the ground, zeshoret al aretz, then it becomes what? Sheretz asheretz al aretz. Tom. So either again he means that it's not a fish anymore. It's takana. It's rather fish. A crocodile. A crocodile is not a fish. It's a reptile. Or the pshat is no. Such a fish, had it not been sheretz al aretz, it's called the snapi v'kaskeses would work for it. The fact that it's not a fish, so the snapi v'kaskes doesn't work for it.
Sima.
No,
the fish and
not
fish.
Again, odpam, yafem od mashe medabrim po, tishma. Ani rotzel adat hasnabi v'kaskes is a simin shol sub dag shetahor. That's what it is. Oydilma shasnabi v'kaskeset atzmo mitaheret adag. Lot kol abeimot mitaheret adag. Lama ni omer etze. Pashtus. I told you over from Reb Chaim Abulafia that any fish that will have is already good enough. I it doesn't have. Teretz lava suk shel afish yesh lo ba tchuna shelo ba mishpoche shelo yesh snapi v'kaskes azze me'adagim akshevi. So that's simen, not siba, right? Ach hakarnu shayach shadayin ze siba she'od yielo o hayalo ze siba. Okay. Abu ro'im sheyesh oto fish ba machreish im haya ba mayim. Toysis omer Tois is a low fish. Stamp theoretical. Tois doesn't mean halacha l'maisa. Tois just means it's not in the water. It's in the machresh or so. Or does he mean taka that this same animal, im hayak gadal b'mayim, im shayach shechveis mem machresh hayom ze matchil liot b'mayim. As kishes em b'mayim ze kasher. So I show you an interesting tziv. That the Netziv says that the extra b'mayim is not to teach me, like I told you from Chaim Abulafia, that it will. But what is it coming to teach me? That it's sheretz hasher, that in case it comes out by itself, that you took it b'mayim. But if it comes out by itself, like a reptile, like a crocodile, there's no p'tur. So I'm asking why, because it's not a fish? It's like fallo dag. Other pshat is, zedag. I will snap it because kesses rakoved b'mayim. So it's a special din. Snap it because kesses sheretz hamayim. The minute it walks out, it happens to also be a sheretz aretz. It's not going to help you. Anach yicholim lefalpel b'zeh harbeh. Avu mash ani rotze laharot lecha shezlo kol kach pashut zestam sug dag. There's something about the snapi v'kaskeses, b'mayim that it's tar. As boni daber k'tzat bedrush behavone, mazah snapi v'kaskes. What is it? Kashrus of regular fish is mikusha to the leviosa. So you're going to come and tell me, Droshes, Chassidish Teire, Abayisai, Zemofia, Boru, Berishayim. Agoyis Oshin Avaydazar Daflamitesam Aleph speaks about a certain fish called Barbutya. Barbutya. This Barbutya, Rabbeinu Ephraim ate. Rabbeinu Ephraim ate it. He said it was a mutter, it was a fish that's mutter. He giwe lo bechalom. Brought down in Hagoyis Ashri. They came to him in a dream and they showed him that he's eating shrotzim. So he got nivhal. You know, Hagoyis Ashri, it's Rishna. So they came there and they showed him in a dream he's eating shrotzim. So he asked him, "My hai?" So they answered, "What do you mean? You eat shrotzim. You eat barbutya, so you eat shrotzim. Is he eating shrotzim?" Umeaz. From then on, Rabbeinu Ephraim osar as a barbutya. Okay. Continues that guy's ashri there. Me, sha'oichel barbutya, lo yoichal me'alev yosim. He's not going to eat from the levi yosim. You eat from barbutya, you eat from this fish, which is not kosher, you don't eat from the levi yosim. So we see that there's a kesher between Leviyasan and Macholis Tahiris of fish. See? Kesher. No? You don't see the kesher?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What? Stop a threat.
Exactly, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
He's making a nice sprach.
Wow.
Who eats non bcs of meat is not going to eat from Sorabor. Oh, this is a kesher between this and that. Trying to threaten people, don't eat this.
Right,
even though
exactly.
It's nispashably a name that it's a mutter thing.
Takone, takone.
That's
what it sounds like. As my abdel
bin
Oh, mitkaven like this is a lokasha. That's what I'm sure it's like.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. But even barbutya.
I don't think it's a serious thing.
You don't think it's a serious thing?
Meaning to say he's not trying to make a kesher between the yos and he's just telling you you're not going to have a chelik oil mava because you're eating.
I have a chelik oil mava.
Since everybody's eating with all of yos and the sukkah and everything, so you're not going to be in that party. You're going to be outside.
Wow. You like it? You like it? I like it.
It sounds like that to me also.
That's what it sounds like to you? Let's read it inside. I mean, the Zara Lama Tessam and Al. Bonnie Kradz and Bifni. Yeah. Okay, so Melo, what are you asking for? So I'm saying, Ma Shaila. Ashimot, כתוב לא לא יכולים לכתוב את כל למד זיין אומר אלו מי שאוכל יהיה ברבוטיה. אוקיי, גבייד, ריד את
דיימו
I have it.
This one, yeah.
So we start talking about a dream. I wish those guys we can actually have a dream.
Not this one.
But the Shane Yurki also.
Nura boy sai.
What? Shmuel saying it's not any of those. Yo, 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 yo,
Rashbam Kosaf. B'shem Rabbeinu Shloima. Tahainu Dag Tor Shekoyrim Bur Butya.
Rabbeinu Shloima is Rashi,
no? Rashbam. Rashbam Shem Rabbeinu Shloima, B'shem Rashi. But Yehuda Chassid Omar, Kol Mi Sheyechel Bur Butya, Lo Yiske Lechel Av Yasin. Scary. Scare text.
So Rabbeinu, your Rabbeinu Chassid is Mekubal. If anything, you can show us like that.
I don't like it. Okay, I believe that there's a shaykh. Yeah. I believe that there's a shaykh.
We shown about
why you? Yeah. Okay, let's go back. Who choshev shestam mefachtim otcha shalot mechav? No, okay, whatever. Zochazach rishayim, azochazach. Okay. אני רוצה להגיד שזה דווקא. אני רוצה להגיד שזה דווקא. דווקא. זה דווקא. זה דווקא. עכשיו, מה המילה של הלוויוסן? What's so special about לוויוסן? Let's discuss לוויוסן. It's a big fish. The Gemara says that because Baruch Hu Bar Zachu Nekeva, and he saw that the whole world could get swallowed up by these two big fish. Therefore, he killed the Zachar, and he killed the Nekeva and he castrated the Zachar. Right? The Shamarat Nekeva, Lasid Lavoi, Pesudas Levios. Okay? Must be a very, very big fish, no? Big fish. Its strength to destroy the whole world, you would say, is because it's so big. What?
This is the empire of the run, right?
I want to tell you another thing. It's the biggest fish that swallows up all the other fish. As a matter of fact, there's a chazal that says that when Yoina and the whale, so the whale told Yoina, I have to go, I don't have time for you, because today's my day that I'm going to be eaten up by the Leviosa. Right? So if Yoina was swallowed by the whale, right, and the whale gets swallowed up by the Leviosa, right, it must be a real powerful animal, right? Huh? So we could say that the koyach of the Leviosa to destroy the world is what? Him. It says like this. V'hu poseach piv. Amalei, it does, we're going to talk about that. Amalei, hadag liyoyna. Ein ati yedeya, shebo yoyvi lahachl b'fiv shalav yosan. You don't know that it's the day that I'm supposed to be eaten up, le'ochel al yedeya, b'fiv shalav yosan. Amalei yoyna, ha'ylichenu etzloi. So bring me to the Leviosa, I'd like to see him. Ama yoyna le'leviosa, b'shvilcha yiradati lirois maka midurcha. I wanted to see where you live. Shani asad lite chevel bul shaincha, because one day I'm going to fish you. I'm going to go fishing for you. Ula haloischa lizboyach lesuda gdeilu shal tzadikim, and eventually you'll be my supper. V'ra leviyasan, so the leviyasan saw it. Ubarach b'pnei yaina mahalach beiz yamim. It's a pick of the Reb Lezer. Pick of the Reb Lezer yud. Okay. So maybe the pshat is it's so big, you hear? It's so big that it could destroy the whole world. I don't know if it's that it's so big. I'm not so sure because the Ukainus can't hold a big whale. I don't know. It's a physical thing that's going to destroy the world. Okay. There's an interesting chazal here. Maybe this chazal will help you. Vayikar Rabba. Tachas Isur Dogim Leviyosin Dag Torah. That because the Torah asked certain Dogim, so instead of that, we have Leviyosin, which is Dag Torah. Is that good enough for you? That makes more of a connection for you?
It just means it's a kosher fish, okay?
Tachas Isur Dogim. What does the word tachas mean?
Permitted certain things here.
So you see that there's a connection. Tachas Issa Dagim. Instead of the Issa Dagim, Rabbi Yishma said, you know what, I'll give you Leviyasa. So you see some connection between the Leviyasa. Right? This is a Vayikar Rabba. This is a Medrash. Right? I'm sorry, Bamidbar Rabba. No, Vayikar Rabba. Chav Beis. All right? I'm giving you a shit. You have to have that. Huh?
I'm defending you.
You don't have to defend me. I ain't defending. He's a little bit. He's being grouchy today. You see clear that there's a shaykhis. Tachas. Tachas is a dogim. Tachas is a dogim. Okay. I think that it's pretty established that the Leviyasin is such that it has a shaykhis to macholas asuris, kosher fish, not kosher fish. All right. Let's discuss the maila. Oh, it's very big. I don't know. It's that's how it destroys the whole world. There's a gewaldige, gewaldige vayikar rabba, medrash yud gimel gimel. That who's going to win the war? The Shar Habar or the Leviyasin? No? Oh, you don't know? Sure you know. You don't know? Who's going to win? No?
What are the odds?
From Fush and Medrash. No, who's going to win? You never read it. It's a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, the noitates lebehemus besampirov. Yeah? It's fins. The snapir. The snappy of the kaskesis of the Leviyasa, that's gonna win. That's gonna
feel
right. Yeah. Snappy. Remember I told you there's something about the snappy. Something about it which gives a special uniqueness to the kashrus of the fish. It's gonna win, says the Medrash, Bisampiro. So what is the koyach of the snapper? What is it? Well, it's just it's a battle. It has a big fin and it's able to give a whack and kill you. That's what it's about. It becomes a whole, what do you call that? Like a movie. What do you call that? Like a cartoon. The Shar Habar will be also like a cartoon. Leviyasin man, he comes with one whack of his fin and he's able to kill all the bad guys, all the Shar Habars. Yeah, what's going on here? Abai said, let me tell you all the givaldi, givaldi gemara. Are you with me? Are you learning with me? What?
Yeah,
unbelievable. Listen to this. The gemara nida, Dr. Ali from the Bay says, snapir is shaykh b'li kaskesis. But you can't have kaskesis b'li snapir. Any fish that has kaskesis, any fish that has kaskesis, you know that it's going to have snap. You know that it's going to have snap.
If one of the survivors...
No, it can have a snap here, but without a kaskesis. But if it has kaskesis, it must have snap.
So if you have kaskesis, that's enough.
Oh, it's enough. Ah, thank you, Gemara. So let's just say kaskesis, you don't need snap here. Yeah. Frank the Gemara, ask the Gemara, why does it have to say snappy with kaskeses? Let it just say what? Kaskeses without snappy. Answers the Gemara. Lahagdil Tayro Ladil. An extra word of Tayro. And this is Lahagdil Tayro. This is to make the Tayro greater and better. Hagdol Torah Ladir. question is, why do you need Hagdol Torah Ladira? This, there's so much Torah. There's so much to be Hagdol Torah Ladira. Shabbos. This is not negate. It's a word which is right. Completely relevant, because it anyway has to be stopping it. And that one word, I put an extra word in, and punked by a fish. You hear? Punked by a fish. It has to do with Yahagdil Hagdil Torah Ladira. Pili Ploy, Mama Chappelle, no? Pili Ploy. What's the Lahagdil Torah Ladira? Yeah, an extra word. There's an extra word, and this is Lahagdil Torah Ladira. Why? Because it's an extra word, so you have an extra word in the Torah. What do you need an extra word in the Torah? By a fish? And that it's not negay anything? Give us an extra thing in the Chavis, an extra pshat in the Rajba. What is Lahagdil Torah Ladira? A word that's irrelevant. So Agav, you could come and say, the Torah is teaching us, what is Lahagdil Torah Ladira? Even one word, which is not negay anything, because anyway, it's muvan miatzmo, that becomes Lahagdil Torah Ladira. Fakir, that's the teach, that's what we learn out from Lahagdil Torah Ladira. Mila echad. Lo shayach l'shum davar, ve'en bo shum tosefet, ve'en bo shum inyin. B'chol zot, that's called Lahagdil Torah Ladira. You hear? That's why it says, kol asher yesh lo yisnapi v'kaskesis. Put it away. You hear? Put it away. Abaisai, I want to tie in the pshat. That this, the maila of the Leviathan, you see from Chazal, is the what? The snapir v'kaskeses. And what is it? Is it snapir v'kaskeses or is it the snapir, right? Now, which one is it? If it has kaskeses, Chazal tell us, if it has kaskeses, you don't need snapping. And it's all koyach is in the snapping. If it has a kaskeses, so the word snapir is irrelevant. V'hakoach shelo ze besnapir. And what is the koyach of it? L'hagdol tayir ladir. And that's its koyach. I'm going to prove to you the Leviathan stands for the Torah. And the Shar HaBor stands for Behema. Bar is wild. It's a wild Behema. The Maila of the Leviathan over the Shar HaBor is this Nekuda, the Torah. And its Koyach is B'Sanpirov. Like Chazal say, that it's going to win the Shar HaBor with Sanpirov. And that's Lahagdil Torah Ladiro. I want to show you an interesting thing. Yeah. What is Lahagdil Torah Ladira? Where is it meant? You remember? You know where we say Lahagdil Torah Ladira? Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'zakai Yisus Yisrael. L'fika achir b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. So he wants to give them schusim, so he gives them more mitzvahs, right? Shenemar, Shem Chofetz Mantzitl, Yagdil Torah v'yadir. Now l'chayro, what's Yagdil Torah v'yadir? We give them more mitzvahs. L'fikach hirbalim Torah mitzvahs. Shnem, it's mashma, it's something about the Torah. L'hagdil Torah uladira means that the Torah should be bigger. So ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos Yisrael, and therefore hirbalim Torah mitzvahs. That I understand. Torah u'mitzvahs. Shnem Hashem chavitz man tzidka yagdil Torah v'yadir, which means he makes the Torah bigger. I mean, how do you read the words? What? It should be for Kali Yisrael, but it's not going on Kali, it's going on the Torah.
Who's saying?
Avada. What's the words? Lahagdil Torah.
V'yadir HaMitzvot.
Lahagdil Torah V'yadir, no? Huh? Torah. It's going back on the Torah. To make the Torah bigger. Lahagdil the Torah V'yadir. To make the Torah stronger. So it should say, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakos Yisrael. So I'd rather think there's a beautiful pshat that we can answer this chazal with. The Ger Rebbe Tainis, the Remes, the Sfasemis, the Taino, Lezakis doesn't mean schus. Lezachois is a lotion of cleaning. Lezachech. It's to make it zikuch. Tohor! Hachakos bochul Lezakis is a strong. Fikach herba lahem teiro mitzvahs. That the Torah is lahagdil Torah la'adir. The koyach of the Torah is yagdil Torah la'adir. And the Mela, when they learn Torah, it's mezachich klal Yisrael. Now let's go back. The extra word is the snapir on the fish. Chazal tell us that's the extra word. And we find that the snapir is the koyach of the Leviasa. And what does it Chazal say? Lahagdil Tayr Lahadir. What is the simon Tahira? The snapir. The Tahira of the snapir is Lahagdil Tayr Lahadir. That's the kesha between Lahadir. You like it, huh? It's very interesting. It's not good. Very interesting. The fish, snapir, because Chazal say the word snapir is irrelevant. You don't need the word snapir. One says kaskeh has a snapir. Tayrit says, it's an extra word just to have to more Torah. What do you mean more Torah? So pick another thing. You want more Torah, so say another Pshat Rajbu. What are you referring to? And I'm showing you that the snapper is the Koyach of the Leviasa. That's what he's going to win the Shara Bar Chazal, tell us. The Torah says, it's the Koyach of Torah. The Koyach of Torah, which is Lahagdil Torah, which is Mezachich, which is the Tahira. And that's the snapper on the fish, which is the Leviyas and the Kaich of the Torah. Mamish Bar, it's clear in the Chazal. Now I want to show you something very interesting. The Gaon in Evan Shlaima learns, Perik Yid Aleph, Ois Yid Aleph, that the Inyan of the Leviyasam is Das. When Mashiach comes, Amal Aretz Deyas Hashem, right? The whole world will become to know Hashem. So therefore, the Leviyasam represents Das, the Suda. Hasuda shalav yasin, that das. Then the Gra says, and that's going to be the simcha. The simcha at that party. Stamer Rabbi Chaimov is going to be there. He'll make it the simcha, but the simple simcha. What is the simple simcha? The das.
I forget Gershon's going to be there.
Right. So what's the taich in the simcha? The Das. That's what the Gross says. So I want to explain to you Gevaldi Gevart. You know, Torah is called Mei Hadas. You know where I know this from? So you'll say, I know it from some Kabbalah. No, it's from Shur Rambam. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Mikvayis, just like a person who goes into a mikvah becomes tahar, so too if someone puts himself into mehadas, the water of knowledge, which is Torah, it's also matayr. It's for Shiram of Hilchos Mikvayis. The Torah is called mehadas, the waters of knowledge. Yeah, Yam HaTalmud, right? Chazal called the Lashas Yam. It's an ocean. Yam HaTalmud, water of das, the Leviyasan. Has to do with Das. And where is it? I explained to you. Bamayim. It's a din in the waters. You know what's tahar in the waters? Kalash yesh loy snapir v'kastesis. Snapir is the simen tahayro in the mayim. A lot of water. Yeah? What makes Leviyasan? What makes... And the answer is kalash yesh loy snapir v'kastesis. Me'adas. And that's what the Goyin means. And the Goyin says that the Suda is going to be the Suda of Das. Eating the Leviyasa is the Suda of Das. And what is the Simcha? And the Simcha is Kudei Hashem Yisharim Samchilev. The biggest Simcha is the Torah. Right? That's why it's awesome. It's awesome to learn on days that you're not allowed to have simcha. This is the Sudas Leviyasa. Das, the Mayim. Sudas Hadas, the Mayim, the Grun, and the Shleima. This I want to answer Mari the good Kash. If you take a look, it says, I am Hashem, Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, at the end of Macholos Asuras. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Ani Hashem, at the end of Macholos Asuras? Says Rashi, if it's only for this, go ahead, read the two Rashis. Go ahead, read the Rashis. Okay, there's two parts of the Rashi. The first part is Ani Hashem, in order to make Ani Hashem, I took you out. Davarach, another pshat. Hamala. So why say Hamala? Okay, Ilamali lo yisi, only for this?
Got me.
Okay, no, Ilamali, no. So in other words, I took them out because of this milo, yeah, that they don't need shrots. So that's Hamala Eschem. Tell me something. I thought Hashem took us out so we should recover the Torah. I must have missed something, no? Doesn't it say, Tavdim es alikim al arazeh, that I took you out for a reason? What was the reason? The reason is that you should mekayim the Torah. Which really is the first pshat in Rashi. Ani Hashem, shetekabel mitzvayisai. So what? Only because of shratzim? Yeah, but what does it mean? I don't know what it means. I would take you out. Only, what do you mean? If you weren't mekabel Torah, Hashem would have taken us out. Of course not. I mean, what do the words mean? I don't understand. It's a steerer to what it says. Okay. This is the reason why I took you out. I took you out for Torah. So what's he talking about? I don't know. What does Rashi say? That's the pshat. Shrotzim is a steerer to Torah. Shrotzim is a steerer to Torah. You can't have shrotzim and Torah. It doesn't go together. So the Leviosin's koyach is in the snappy of the kaskeses and it's koyach atahira. Leviosin, which stands for Torah. The Leviosin stands for Torah.
What's Dayan?
And that's the pshat again. You hear? Das, the Suda of Das. It means the Suda of Torah for the Tzadikim lasad lavai. Umalar's Deus Hashem. Chazal say, and the Rambam brings a lalacha. What's going to be Limay Samashiach? Tzadikim are going to sit. Matreisei, Mereisei, Verhenem, Izev, Ashkina. But they'll sit and learn. So the Leviathan is the Suda of Das. What happens by the Suda of Das? There'll be tremendous Simcha. No, the Iglital tells us that Simcha is a chelik mahuti. It's a part of Talmud Torah. That's the simcha of that Suda. Now I'm going to show you a little bit further. You hear? Listen carefully. I'm going to show you chazal after chazal, the connection between the Torah and the Leviosa. Okay? The Medrash says, it's a Medrash Kainin, it's a few other, also it's a Medrash in Aser Sadibris, a different type of Medrash. Yoim Hei, Natla Kosh Baruch Hu, Or Umayim. Light and water. Light and water. Or Umayim. Ubara Mehem Leviyasin. And he created the Leviyasin. So if you want to know what the Leviyasin is made of, Or Umayim. Yeah? So very interesting. I know a fish that made from flesh and blood. Or Umayim. Ubara Mehem Leviyasin. The Ishta and his wife, the wife of the Leviyasin. The Chald Ge'ayam, the Tala Kala Oilam Kuloi Al Sanpira. And he put the whole world to stand on the Sanpirim, on the fins of the Leviyasin. Why the fins? That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Remember the fins I tell you is the Kayach HaTayra. Al Shloish Advarim Oilam Oimeid. And the Briyach HaTichon. What is the... Torah. The world stands on Torah. That's pshat the world, and that's pshat Oir u'Mayim. What are the two things that water that Torah is compared to? Nimshul divi Torah is Nimshul le, and also Oir Oir Torah. It's the light of Torah. Leviyasin stands for Torah. It's Oir u'Mayim. See clearly in the Chazal. Okay. You ready? If I had to discuss Torah, what would be the two things I would say? Mayim. I would say Oir, right? Right? Meir, Meir Chachamim, light, the light of Torah. Give me a third thing that we talk about when we say Torah. There's a third component.
Yeah.
We just said water, light, and
Eish,
fire. Okay. You think I didn't find it out Chazal like this? Chazal say that the Leviathan. You know how it's gonna win? So I told you one Chazal says with its Sanpira. Chazal says, Shekala behemus menakim leviyasin. All the animals are going to try to knock the leviyasin. You hear? He's going to stand alone. And all the animals. It's a medrash agadah. How is it going to win the leviyasin? Baha leviyasin moitzi eish. It's going to give us like a dragon. You hear? It's going to give a burst of fire. And he's going to burn up all the behemus. No? Eish
HaTorah. Oh, you want to see that?
Huh? It's a Chazal. It's a Mamish Mefurish Chazal. You hear what's going on? So if someone asks you, which is the first dragon, that Hashem created a dragon, and the answer is? The Leviathan was the first dragon. Fire! And it's made from Oir Umayim. No? Am I teaching you good? You see how I learned up the sugya? I have more for you. I have more for you, Rabbi Yisai. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, okay, I guess I mentioned to you already that the Bria Chatichai, which means the bolt that holds the whole world, the Bria Chatichai, the foundation, is the Sanpira. The whole world is on the Sanpira of the Leviathan. Because even though Ashloi Shadvar Ma'olam Oime, the Mepharshim tell us, but what's the Bria Chatichai? Is the Torah. The Torah. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. And a certain Tana went and saw a tremendous light in the ocean. So he went to ask, what's this light? You know what they answered him? Einov shel Leviyasa. The glow, the light, is from the eyes of the Leviyasa. Meir Einei Chachamim Ba'alach. Very interesting, huh? Light. The light of the Leviathan in the eyes. Peledik, huh? Mam Shafurish Chazalim. Now I'll read you over another Medrash Tanchuma. Gevaldige, gevaldige Medrash Tanchuma. You ready? Medrash Tanchuma says that Moshe had Tanchuma Pashas Beschana. Moshe had a debate with the Leviathan. How did he debate the Leviathan? He says like this. Ani Evid. I'm an Evid. Leviyasin Evid. Leviyasin is an Evid, meaning of Hashem, servant of Hashem. Ani mischanin lefanecha, I beg before you. Who mischanin lefanecha, and he begs before you. Tchinas Leviyasin shamata. The tchina de Leviyasin, you heard. Vikaras imay bris, you had a treaty with him. Vikiyamta, and you kept him alive. What's he talking about? He has a debate with the... Why? Because Hashem wanted to take Moshe away from the world. And Moshe is begging Hashem. Leviathan, you listen to and you make a treaty with him. What about me? What's going on here? Leviathan. Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the symbol of Torah. So Moshe Tain is, I have to have Kayim Lailam. I have to live forever like Torah lives forever. The Leviathan also is Evet. I'm Evet. He's Evet. I'm Torah. He's Torah. What happens? You went and you with him, you made a bris kaim loylam and not with me. Because Leviathan represents Torah. Unbelievable. I hold often a chazal. I'll tell you another chazal. If you would say Hashem has toys, I think I'm sugar now. Can you imagine if I would come and tell you Hashem plays with toys? Huh? The Gemara says Hashem plays with toys. It's the first Gemara. Gemara Nabai Dezara. I'm Gimel and Beis. It says Leviathan Zeh Yatzarti L'Sachik Boy. It's the first pasuk in Tillim. Hashem created the Leviathan to play with it. Says the Gemara, Riviyos, the fourth hour Hashem plays with Leviyos. He's busy. He has an hour that he plays with Leviyos. Come here, Leviyos. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play with Leviyos. Some shot. Hashem plays with Leviyos. It's the first Gemara. Lulei Sayrascha Shashuayi. What does Shashuayi mean? Toys. Play. It's a plaything. Mishtasheya. Shashuayi Toyra. Leviyasin represents Torah. Kitzer, it says Riviyos, the fourth hour, Hashem what? Plays with the Torah. So this Rabbi Isai is Chazalin after Chazalin after Chazalin. That what? That it's about, Leviyasin is about Torah. Now, with this Rabbi Isai, I want to explain, if I can find my papers together. Yeah. Leviathan is the big whale that they're going to eat when Mashiach comes. What is this big whale? What is it about? What, it's a story about Moby Dick? What is the whale? What is it? It represents the Torah. You see clearly from Chazal. I show you one after another. Chazal after Chazal after Chazal after Chazal. So what's the Sanpirov? The Sanpirov is the Koyach of it, which is what? I'll explain it to you like this. You ready? Everything in Gashmius, excuse me, in Ruchnius, is represented through Gashmius. Everything. A healthy person in Gashmius is actually a healthy person in Ruchnius. You know where we see this from? The Rambam tells us that a Navi had to be very strong, had to be handsome, Gibor, to be healthy. Rambam brings it down halacha. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre His Shechina. Rabbi Yishev doesn't pick a Navi unless he's really healthy, physically healthy. Say the Rishonim, why? Because the physical is a mirror to what's going on spiritually inside the person. Now, remember I began with the Ramban that says that the reason why the fish with the scales are good because they're healthier fish.
Top of the water.
And the skin without scales and fins, like crabs, bottom of the water. So they're unhealthy fish. Okay. How could it be? We just said, is the Chumash a health book, right? That Barbanel's question. I'm going to show you where the Ramban himself says clearly that it's about Ruchnis, not about Gashmis. Who wants to look up the Ramban? You hear Shmoyis Chabez Lamed. The Ramban says clearly that all Machali Ha'isr is for the Nefesh. It's for the soul. You hear? All the Machali Ha'isr is for the Nefesh. And one of the things that he lists is the Dugim, the fish. So wait a minute, I don't understand. Make up your mind. Is it this or is it, which one is it? Ramban, you went out of your way to explain that the kosher fish is because they're healthier and the non-kosher fish are not healthy. Why would you go and write differently? Go ahead, read it. Look in Shmoyis Chafez Lamed. He says it's all about spiritual things. It's all about the spirituality of the person. And in the list, he brings fish. Which one is it? Is it spiritual or is it physical? So if you take a look at the Rashbam in this week's parsha, let's read the Rashbam. You have the Rashbam? Read the Rashbam. Hayikru Yiral of Gimel. Read the Rashbam.
Okay, Rashbam.
Says the Rashbam. Okay, what's wrong with all these things? Yeah?
So my first parsha.
Yeah.
Tzipor and Echad Kein.
Yeah, yeah, continue. Rashbam. Hayikru Yiral of Gimel. Yeah, go ahead.
Continue.
Okay. He says
that. Okay, כל הבהמות והחיות והעופות והדגים ומיני הרבה ושרצים שעשר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל מאוסים הם.
מאוסים הם. They're no good. מאוסים הם, yeah. They're not good, yeah.
ומחללים ומחממים את הגוף.
מחממים. They make the body hot. They make the body hot, yeah.
ולפי כך נקראים טמאים.
And that's why they're called טמאים,
yeah. ואף רופאים מובהקים אומרים כן.
אומרים כן. And even the big doctors talk. Now, does he mean physical, spirit? What is he referring to? Honestly, he starts off by saying that all these things make the body hot. That's why they're called tameh, and even the doctors agree. What was it? Physical, spirit? What is he referring to? You know what he's referring to? Every food that a person takes into his body can have a physical effect on him and can have a spiritual effect. The physical effect affects the spiritual effect. It's mechamim the guf. You know what happens when a person is mechamim is haguf? Taivas grow, the Tzaharas grow. Lefikach, says the Rashbam, Nikra,
Tameh.
It is Me'usim, it is Mechamas Haguf. It is a physical thing, but the physical thing has its pol, has its Totsaot in its spiritual. You know where I saw this? The Chinuch. The Chinuch writes clearly in Mitzah and Gimel and in Mitzah Kuf Nadal over here in our Parsha, Haguf, hu akli lenefesh yifal. The body is the kli that makes the nefesh work. Ein nefesh bari, ela beguf bari. That's the way it works. The body's healthy. If you eat junk food, then you'll think junk thoughts.
Old people, tzaddikim, they don't have good guf, but neshama is very healthy.
They have a very good guf.
Oh, they're very weak.
They're very weak doesn't mean not good. Yeah. The person's old, he's weak.
Not healthy.
No, the opposite. It's they're dying. You know, the goof is dying. That's something else. That is a different. That's a whole different thing. When someone is dying, he's dying. I'm talking about not dying. I'm talking about healthy, young. When you're young and you're healthy, then your neshama is going to be healthy. Food plays a tremendous role. As a matter of fact, in the Chassidish Svarim, it's brought down. The Siva Shalom brings it down. That the Taivas Achila actually comes from a good thing, not a bad thing. Siva Shalom brings it down. This week's parasha. Comes from a good thing, not a bad thing. Why?
It's a good
because
thing.
Food has in it amazing ruchnius. Creates a lot of ruchnius. So the taiva, the neshama, is actually searching for the ruchnius. Only thing is, the Eitzahara confuses you and starts hacking the chayim to look for the bad things. But the yasod of it, he says, very interesting. Yeah? So it comes out that be'etzem, the simanei tahira and tuma by the kashris, has to do with the ruchnius. Okay. With this, I think we can explain Gevaldik. You ready? Lahavdul beinatomei uveinatohoi. Tell me something. Let's give you a mushroom. When somebody takes vitamins, yeah? Is the mile of a vitamin that is just not junk food? Or is the mile of a vitamin that it has in it healthy components that gives you refuah? No? Healthy, right? Okay. Tell me the opposite now. A cucumber. Is the mile of a cucumber that it's healthy or that it's just not junk food?
It's not junk food.
It's just not junk food. There's nothing, there's no minerals or vitamins. It's very schwach. There's nothing in it.
Cucumber aids digestion.
It aids. Okay, that's in your books of history. Okay, but push it. Again, of course, everything in the long term helps. But I'm just saying, there are certain foods, it's mindless, it's just not junk food.
Yeah.
There are certain foods which are very high antioxidants, with gansomyces, yeah? It's unbelievable, right? Then there are certain foods which is not healthy, but not healthy. Yeah, yeah, you don't agree that? You don't agree that there are certain foods which are just... Huh? No, you're not asking. There are. I mean, certain foods are just food. It's not... yeah. See, every person's wife's food is mamish, mazin, and that's what you have to believe, whether it's true or not. Right? What?
Okay.
Now, that's right. You're saying good word. You don't have to believe it. You have to say it. Okay. I'll kapani. You hear? Listen carefully. Listen good. Food is lahavdil bein atami bein atar that has both mitzvos. There's food which is tahar, and there's food which is tamei. The mila of tahar dika food is not that it's just not tamei, that it's tahar. There's a mila to tahar dika food. I want to tell you something paladic. You know that fish in Zayar is called Michael Tzadik. It's called the Michael of Tzadik. You know that? So it's very important. Baburim, Muslav, the Dagim, Shabbos, fish. What's my Leviosan? There's milus in fish, which it has in it Simani Tahira. Now I understand the psukim. It's not about the fish. It's about the snapir v'kaskes. There's something about the snapir. We saw from the Leviosan that it's Kayach HaTayr has to do with the snapir. Now why? We have to go into it. There's rather Zoyers about it. What's the mile of the snapir, the Kayach? What is it? I didn't have enough time to research that part. I have to go through it. There's a Zoyer about it. But you see that it's mile is in the snapir. That's shot in the Pasuk. Kol Asher Yesh Lo snapir. The Kaskeses. What does it mean, snapir? That's the Tahor. Chol Asher Ein Lo, that's the Chisaron. There's a mile Sheyesh Lo snapir the Kaskeses. And there's a Chisaron Kishe Ein Lo snapir the Kaskeses. And it's not necessarily a simen, but it's the Tahir itself. It's the mile itself. You know, it's interesting. You know, like I was explaining to you, food represents, you know, it mirrors the ruchnius. Tell me, what is the one thing that's called brain food? Does anybody know what's called brain food? Fish. Fish is called brain food. Isn't it unbelievable? Mamish the going with the Leviosan, with Das, and it's unbelievable. You see it clearly. It's pili ployim. But you see it clearly. The whole shmuz, the whole thing from the Midrashim, I'm showing you, the Leviosan is about Das. It's about Malard's Deus Hashem. It's about Torah. The one thing that they say that's poil on the mind more than anything else is the fish. That's this chinuch.
Even extract that part of the fish.
I'm saying they extract the omega 3s for the brain. I know they spend that, no? That's the pshat, you hear? That's the pshat. Gevaldik. Meimei hadas. The Leviosa. And that's the kol ha-sheyesh lo snapir, and then it's tohar. Kol ha-she'ein lo snapir v'kazeh. So you want to know? I think we should put out a new product. Okay? We should go into business to make omega 3 from what? From the snapir v'kaskeses. Because you never know. Maybe if you took that, your mind would open up. Mamish with das and chachm and taira. They probably cut it and throw it away. You should walk into the fish store. You know what you should do? Walk into the fish store and ask him, give me all the leftover snapping because Kaz, I want it.
Grind it and make it filter fish.
Grind it and make it filter fish. Tell him the Leviathan, the whole Bria Chatichain of the world. What do we call it? The bolt. That the whole.
The core.
The core of the Bria Chatichain, the bottom is all on the foundation, on the snapping because Kaz. Of the Leviathan, and that's the pshat. It doesn't come and say a list what to eat and what. It's the opposite. It's about the snapping the kaskeses, and the difference is this is yes to eat, and this is not to eat. Lahavdil beinatam. It's not some one is the opposite of the other. There's something called tummy food and something called tar food, and tar food has an effect on a person, and tummy food has the opposite effect on the person. This is the pshat kol shameless snapping the kaskas.
Oh yeah.
Exactly
12,
huh? I tell you.